Greetings and welcome to another installment of DevNuggets. I'm Andrew Duthie, and in this DevNugget, we're going to take a look at jQuery UI and data binding. This is a follow-up to a previous DevNugget in which we introduced jQuery UI and its use in ASP.NET. As I showed in our previous DevNugget, we've got a master page defined in our project here in Visual Studio that has a link to the CSS used by jQuery UI for styling, as well as to the two script files that are required by jQuery UI, the main jQuery JS, as well as the jQuery UI custom script. Both of these were downloaded from the jQuery UI website, which you can find a reference to in the previous DevNugget. I've also got a couple of content placeholders, one of which allows me to define scripts that will go within the head of the document, as well as a content placeholder for any body content for my main page. So that's my master page. Now I'm going to switch over to my data binding page, and this is a pretty straightforward page. Basically, I have a server-side script, which we'll get to in just a second here. In my head content section, I've got a script that enables my accordion UI in jQuery UI, and then for my content section, I've got a repeater control that's going to generate my markup. Before we get too deep into all this code, let's go ahead and run this and take a look at what the output looks like. Now when this loads up, what you'll see is a nice UI that has a series of events. This is pulling from Community Megaphone, and you'll see that I can expand or collapse each of these individual sections dynamically simply by clicking on the heading. So let's jump back into our data binding page and take a look at how this works. So when the page loads up, I have a server-side script section here that's going to be executed each page load. When that script is executed, what I'm doing is I'm creating a data service query. So basically, I'm going out and using an ADO.NET data service, and I'm creating a client proxy for that service that is basically an instance of a web service that's exposed by the Community Megaphone website, which is an event website that I run, that basically shows all of or lists all of the approved events that are currently in the Community Megaphone database. I then use a simple link query to basically say I want a list of approved events, and I want all of the events in which the description of the event contains the word jQuery. So basically it's going to go in, grab all of those, make a query against the data service, and pull back just those events where jQuery is mentioned in the description. Then on my events repeater, I'm going to set the data source property to be this collection of events that I've gotten from my link query. Then I'm simply going to call databind on my repeater control, and it will generate the rendered output that I'm looking for. Let's skip down to the content control that has my repeater control. So I have an ASP repeater control, the ID of which is events repeater, and again this is a server-side control, and in that control I have a couple or three templates here. I've got a header template which is simply rendering out a div, and that div has the ID of accordion. This will become important in a little bit. I have an item template which is basically just rendering out on a per item basis this markup here. So I've got an h3 header with a link inside it. I have a div with a paragraph tag, a couple of paragraph tags in here, as well as a link to an events website, and then I've got a footer template that's closing the outer div control. Now basically what this is doing is providing exactly the markup that jQuery UI is looking for an accordion control specifically. Once I've got that markup rendered, I can simply use this client-side script, which is placed in the head section of the document, and again I'm calling what is the equivalent of the jQuery document ready function. Basically this is saying, hey jQuery, when the document is ready and the DOM is loaded, let's go ahead and call this particular function that I've defined in line. In that case, what I'm doing is basically using the jQuery selector syntax to go grab the DOM element with the ID accordion, that is my div down here, and call on it accordion. And basically what that's doing is saying, go ahead and make this a jQuery UI accordion, and I want that to be collapsible true, I want auto height to be set to false, and I want so I'm basically s sending in some additional parameters to fire this up. And that's pretty much all we need to do. Let's take another look at this in action. So I'm going to right click and select View in Browser. And we'll see that same accordion UI. But this time we're going to right click and select View Source. And what we'll see here is that the markup for this page is actually quite clean. So we've got the outer div accordion here. We've got the H3, the anchor, the div, paragraph tags. All of these are quite clean with none of the usual client-side stuff that comes with standard ASP.NET controls. This is because with a repeater control, I've got the ability to completely define the UI myself. So I can quickly and easily generate data-bound UI that works very well with the jQuery UI functionality. Now I can also change the term that I'm searching for. So I could say I want to search for ASP.NET, save that page, and we'll view it again. And you can see that we've got a nice long list of events in Community Megaphone that mention ASP.NET specifically. So this was a quick look at how you can take advantage of data binding and the ASP.NET repeater control in conjunction with jQuery UI to develop compelling and cool UIs for your ASP.NET applications.